welcome to an open phone day on the talk show. Our phone lines are open at 754-1490. And the latest and greatest on the Iowa State Fair is that the Iowa State Fair is joining Bragg Bri and Coachella and Lollapalooza and just about every other event that could be going on and is not going to be going on because as long as concerts are not going on, concerts are sort of the linchpin behind a lot of these things. If a concert can't go on, and the Iowa State Fair, let's face it, the Iowa State Fair, yes. I mean, if you were going to go to the Iowa State Fair, okay, maybe I do the rides, okay? I don't think I care about the butter cow. The food would be good, you know, it's fair food, okay. But I probably wouldn't go to the Iowa State Fair unless I really wanted to go see a concert, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about why people go to the State Fair, I would say a majority of the folks that go there are going there for the entertainment. They're not going there to learn about agriculture. They're not going there to see the butter cow. They're going there to go to the carnival, to eat food, and to see a concert.
And
that's it.
And a lot of people go, and of course, if you're raising livestock, you take your livestock there and your prize bull and your prize pig or whatever. So there's a lot of things. It's a whole multitude of things that are going on inside in a state fair. Whether it's the same thing at the Illinois State Fair, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what you call it.
Fairly accurate, yeah. Pretty much a lot of the bigger fairs, state fairs, or larger county fairs like Mississippi Valley Fair up in the Quad Cities, the big attraction is the grandstand and the concerts.
Yeah.
And if those aren't happening, you're not going to draw as much as you would without them.
Now, the question is, ladies and gentlemen, that is Old Threshers. We have not heard anything from Old Threshers yet. There has been no decree has been passed down from above. But let's say, what is Old Threshers? Old Threshers is a lot of events, a lot of things that go on during the day,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a huge concert event that is on at night. And that's, I don't know, you can go down and you can see the Silver Slipper Saloon or whatever they have it, and then they've got the fight of the Old West fight, and all of the, and I don't know, the train ride, I think the big attraction right now is the fact you have a single ticket that gets you everything. And if you don't have entertainment, and it's hard for me to think that they're going to have entertainment at the Old Threshers. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
I think Old Threshers will probably happen, whether they get, you know, I'm sure they'll get somebody to perform, but whether they catch a big name like they have in the past, that's kind of up in the air as of right now. We don't know when performers are going to be returning. Many of these performers had to postpone tours.
That's exactly the problem. We don't. It's what we don't know. And it seems that there is as much, and we've been saying this for I don't know how long, there's so much more that we don't know, and the things keep changing every day on what the experts are saying about what we can, what we can't do. There was Ron Severson today. What did Ron Severson call Iowa?
The land of sanity.
I mean, the fact is, I suppose if you're in Illinois, and he called Illinois, yeah, basically he was contrasting Iowa with Illinois, and the fact is that Iowa is...
Well, Illinois still has fairly strict...
You can't do anything in Illinois.
You
cannot... One, there is no I don't believe there's any indoor dining. I think that is changing.
Nope.
I think that's changing next week. I think there is, at least according to my daughter... They have patio dining only right now. They've had mm-hmm. they've had patio dining. They've had both of them have been to, out to dinner at a patio dining area. Now the question, but you cannot go into any. You cannot go to any business without a mask. You cannot go. Not a single one. And you're encouraged to wear a mask when you're just anywhere out in the street. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's got to be strange for a lot of people because you look at just one state over here in Iowa, and things are pretty much getting almost back to normal.
Well, sort of, yeah. I think we're getting a lot closer. In fact, we will be, Mikey J, if I'm correct, we are effective, is it Monday or Friday?
Friday. Restaurant regulations. Tomorrow.
Yep. There's some things on Monday, too, aren't there? Or is there...
I'm not. I'd have to look back at the news.
Is everything
Friday.
Lifted? It's all lifted
the
on
day
Friday.
Is Friday. Yep.
Okay. So in these. However, it is at the discretion. It is entirely at the discretion of the business owner. Now, if it's at the discretion of the business owner, it's hard for me to imagine a business owner that doesn't want to have more business. I mean, am I right, or is it?
Yeah.
I understand the other. You know.
Well, it depends. Some businesses may have had better success doing only the carryout services than they had when they had dine-in services for certain restaurants.
And it's also whether you think people are going to be...
that's another big factor. Are people going to come in?
Or will they be reluctant to go in? Will churches... I know that churches have been able to have services, but they also have had... The fact is, you're dealing with a lot of them are still saying, are still doing virtual services and things like that. Because they have a large population in their congregations that are of the at most risk or the highest risk groups, in other words, the fact is, yes, I think what works for you and what works for me is not necessarily the same thing. I guess that's the bottom line here. But concerts themselves, yeah, events that are concert based or have a large or concerts are as big a part of that as anything else. And you've said the Iowa State Fair, Old Threshers certainly seems to fall into that that same thing, doesn't it?
I would say Old Threshers isn't. I think people that go to Old Threshers, the concerts are a bonus. I mean, there are a contingent of people that
go there for
the music.
They would go just because it's a place to go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think most of the folks who go to Old Threshers, I think a lot of it's families. You know, you bring the kids out, you bring the family out.
And the food, families and the food and all mm-hmm. of the other, on-the-ground attractions
it's very spread out, those Old Threshers grounds. You know, you take the train ride over to the Native American village and you know, you see all the little things, you see all the steam engines, you walk around, it's very historic.
You're right.
And there's a lot of things that you could look at there, you know, other than the entertainment that happens at night, because it's an all-day event. All day you're walking around watching tractors and things go around, and entertainment happens at night. So I could still see Old Threshers happening without any entertainment and still being a success.
All right. I guess the question then... And, you know, then we were talking at Rachel Lindeen on, and we were talking about the farmer's market. And it's so, she said, no, we're under a different guideline as a farmer's market. But if everything is basically opened up on Friday, why would farmer's markets be something different? I don't understand.
I would consider a farmer's market,
It's pretty safe.
If you can go to a restaurant, you should be able to go to a farmer's market. You
know? Exactly.
Seems like the exact same thing.
Well,
it's an outdoor grocery store, right?
Frankly,
it's
outdoors.
It's pretty easy to space out at a farmer's market.
Outdoor events are typically going to be considered safer than indoor events because of the nature of the way the this virus spread is contracted, right?
If I was personally running the farmer's market downtown, I would just open it up. No matter what the governor said, who is going to come down and ticket you for opening your farmer's market? You like, let me know if there's somebody out there that
I'm not Rachel Lindeen, and I'm not.
I don't know who's in charge of handing out the tickets for violating this thing. But if you're that big of a jerk that every restaurant in town is open, but you're going to go down and give somebody a fine for this farmer's market, then you know.
I think there should be some clarification on that. If no farmers markets are able to be open anywhere in the state of Iowa, but everything else is, then something doesn't seem right.
Yeah, yeah. It seems very counterintuitive to open everything except for outdoor food markets.
Same thing we talked about yesterday. We had Robert Kreitzer and we had Matt Rinker on talking about. The fact, we talked a lot about the police, and the fact is that, hey, look, this whole idea, people say disbanding the police force, defunding police. Why is, you know, there is a lot of, there's some of these departments that need overhauls, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But disbanding, I think they need basically an overhaul, and they need to be reeducated, basically. And the fact is, you also have a very limited number of people that are really, that there is a much smaller pool of people that are applying that. So you have, when you are recruiting for your police department, you have a much smaller pool, and you are all that much more likely to be accepting someone who might potentially be problematic. And that's what I'm saying, and I think that's what we saw with this Chauvin guy. I mean, that seems to be the case, there was four officers involved. Chauvin mm-hmm. was the one. He was second degree murder, and I believe three counts of second degree murder involved in this. Now the other three are all saying, "Hey, look, we are all new officers, so we're with this guy, and we're not going to dispute him," or. And I think one of the officers did apparently say, you know, look, you need to get off his neck, you know?
No, and as far as I understand, one of those officers, it was his fourth day on the job.
Yeah, exactly.
His fourth day on the job. So I feel like, yeah, I mean, even though he was there, I don't know if you can really hold that guy responsible.
This guy, Chauvin, was just the training officer for all three of these guys.
Yeah, so how are you supposed to... I mean, it's a very complicated situation. Obviously, somebody should have, you know, somebody on the police side, nobody that's a civilian has the capacity to run over there and stop him, because you were then going to get the exact same treatment. They're going to put you straight on the ground. You're going to get charged with assaulting an officer. If you try to pull him off of him while he's kneeling on him, it's such... The only people that were in a position to stop him were the police officers, and it's just a sad situation that none of them, you know, that stepped up and did it. It's and I understand why they didn't. This guy's their boss. He's supposed to be showing them how to do the job, but, you know, at some point, your human decency needs to kick in, and you need to realize that what this man is doing is wrong, and you need to tell him to stop.
Okay, so now, well, let's get down to nuts and bolts. Burlington, Iowa.
Yep.
Fun city. Will it open?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Fun city, pool, the pool, and the all yep. the water slides
yep.
and everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. West Burlington pool. Obviously, the pools. You're saying that they're going to be. Would West Burlington pool open? It's controlled by the Y.
Yeah, hard to say, but I would have to say, yeah, most likely.
I'm saying yes too.
Okay. Unless they have some concern about something.
Like the Denver pool, they were talking about needs a new liner or yep. whatnot, so they may not open it until they get mm-hmm. that done.
Why? Is the Y going to lift restrictions so you can actually get into the locker rooms?
I think they're going to say it's going to open, but we're only going to allow this many people in at a time.
Okay. All right. So it is open. It's open right now.
Open with restrictions, or okay. they're going to put in some restrictions.
Well,
I guess
that's it. I mean, the question is, every business and every entity has the ability to control how much of opening, how open they are or not open they are.
It really, if you are that concerned about the virus as a business owner, it is a bit of a balancing act. You want to be open and get your employees back to work and be able to have business again, but you also want to avoid that risk. So what do you do?
The other thing is schools.
They'll be open, no doubt.
A lot of schools, well, I know, and the fact is that if we've lifted the restrictions on these things, and we've changed the regulations, the rules, all of the other limitations have been lifted, I guess the question is, would they be nervous about liability? Would that be the concern?
I think that's the main concern, is that they're concerned about liability.
Every industry that's been affected by this, that is the number one factor right now.
Liability.
Is liability. Mm-hmm. If they thought that they could open up and nobody would complain, they would open up. It's not about whether the governor says yes or no. It's not about safe or unsafe. It's about liability. That's why they're not doing anything. If something was canceled, it's because they're afraid somebody is going to get sick there and then blame them for it. And so whether that is a lawsuit, whether that's a bunch of bad press, whatever it is, you don't want to be the place that, like, oh, they gave me COVID. You know?
Right.
And so,
well, it's the same thing we have when we have a winter storm. A winter storm comes in, or we have an ice. There's some freezing rain out there. You don't want to be the only one that's not. If once the domino starts to fall and everybody is canceling, you don't want to be the last one, or you don't want to be the one school that's open when everybody else is canceled.
Yeah. No, you do not want to be that school.
Yeah, you don't want to be perceived as not caring.
Yes.
It's not as much a safety thing, even though if you think all your students would be safe, you're going to still cancel because everyone else canceled because you don't want to be seen as the jerk that forced those kids to walk uphill both ways, you know, barefoot in their bread bags.
But the other thing is that by completely redesigning everything, I mean, parents are going to be on the hook for a lot of these things too. If you're going to be taking parents and going to say, okay, well, now this would be an A day, so your kid will be in school today. But on the B day, tomorrow's a B day, so your son and daughter are going to be home. Okay, I mean, and then we'll, but we may modify that, and then we'll have a C day where they'll be back again on C day, but they'll be in another school.
Yeah, does that sound stupid to you?
Yes.
Because it sure sounds stupid to me.
Same.
Yeah, so why? How does that keep anyone safe?
I don't know how it keeps anyone safe, exactly.
Yes, just an arbitration to say we're being safe. Don't sue us.
We're trying to do something. We're doing the best we can to try and be as effectively safe as we think we should be.
That's a total PR move, though.
But it's a total PR move.
No, I mean, what they're doing is they're trying to give the appearance that they're only going to have half the students in the building at a time, right?
Right.
That's what it sounds like, that we're keeping our school at 50% capacity.
No more than nine in a room was the original plan.
That's 10.
Nine and a
not
teachers.
Breaking any rules.
So you say 10 and under, okay? No more than nine in a school bus and a driver.
Yeah, how do you do that? How many school bus drivers are in this city? How many school buses do we have that we can just put nine kids on every school bus and still get everyone to school? It's ridiculous. This plan, I mean, sorry, whoever came up with this plan, it's not feasible.
It's Pat Cohen's
plan. This plan is not feasible. This is all just virtue signaling to the public that you're trying to do something fancy and protect your kids, but none of these things are going
to
help.
Now, but to be fair and to be logical also, this was a plan that I had that was going to be, was discussed a month ago. Things have changed in a month.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to change the plan too?
Something tells me they're already changing the plan.
No, and I actually said that. I said this is a worst case scenario plan. Is that right? Yeah, and that is. It's a military plan deals with things assuming the worst.
You plan for the worst and hope for the best.
And you hope for the best.
Here's if it was really that imperative that we keep everyone safe, wouldn't we just cancel school?
Or just keep it online.
If it is that, what's wrong with giving the kids a year off? Is this kid is his brain going to melt into mush? You know, oh goodness, he goes to college at 19 instead of 18. How does that kill our country? It doesn't.
The reality is that we should be getting these schools back to normal as soon as we possibly can. And it's not a matter of having the year off so much as the fact is, what does that do for parents and daycares? Okay, so we don't have them in school. So now we have packed every daycare and taking care of all these kids. So they're at a daycare. What's the difference? You tell me what the difference is.
There is none.
And if there was no school, you know where these kids are going to be? Running around the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Hanging out with each other anyway. So stick them all back in school.
If you want to, post signage, take temperatures, or whatever you need to do. Be as conscious as you can. You know, space the seats out as much as you can. And get the students back where they need to be.
Just do whatever you got to do.
I know. Yeah.
I think you just screen for temperature, and if a kid looks sick or is acting sick, you send them home.
And if you're exhibiting any symptoms at all, or you think there's anything at all, do not come to school.
Yeah. The number one thing you can do to not get sick is wash your hands.
Yes.
So if the school should be listing a giant way of how they're going to get these kids to wash their hands constantly. That is the plan they need. They don't need to stick 9 kids on a school bus because they're afraid of contaminating
and
this
and
that.
And we don't need many masks.
No. It's just ridiculous.
All right. We're going to take a break.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
These are important things to me, and I'm fortunate enough to have a platform, and I think why my audience is growing at a time when almost everybody else's audience is shrinking rapidly is because there's a great hunger for factual information that is delivered in a non-hyperbolic fashion.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
As corona restrictions are slowly being lifted, it's time to start getting back to normal responsibly. Fact is, Greater Burlington local businesses are hurting. While you were stuck at home, they were told to close up shop. Now that stores are able to open, they are eager to welcome you back with open arms from a safe 6 feet away. Stop into one of our amazing restaurants and enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner. Visit your favorite shop and treat yourself to something special. Or call a service professional to do that job you've been waiting to get done. You can help stimulate the Greater Burlington economy. Get the items you need every day and still practice social distancing. Local businesses understand this is the new normal. They want you to feel comfortable while you shop. Be on the lookout for the orange open for business signs around town. These signs show you members that are open and working hard to keep their business clean and ready for you to shop. Brought to you by the members of the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership, making connections, building community.
If you like piña coladas, get
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker, and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay. Guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have something to sell? Looking for something? Have something to give away? You can now do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the KBUR online trading post. Just go to KBUR.com and click on Trading Post, or go to our KBUR Facebook page direct and join the Trading Post group and start dealing. You can post as many pictures of your items as you wish. It is still the marketplace of the air, but now all the time. The KBUR online trading post from News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. Burlington City Hall, Burlington Public Works, and Burlington Wastewater Facility will be reopened to the public on Monday. Services via phone, mail, and burlingtoniowa.org will continue, and citizens are encouraged to use those when possible. In accordance with the state and federal guidelines, recommendations, and protocols, the city has taken the following steps to minimize risk for visitors and staff: requiring staff to self-screen for illness before reporting to work each day, providing personal protective equipment or safety shields where appropriate, establishing hygiene expectations, adding hand sanitizing stations, increasing frequency of cleaning, posting safety guidelines and entrances, and encouraging social distancing. The Burlington Public Library remains closed to the public but will continue curbside service. Burlington City Council meetings and work sessions will still be closed to the public as well. Visit burlingtoniowa.org for more information. Black Lives Matter protesters are rallying inside the Iowa Capitol building in an effort to convince lawmakers and the governor to take action on issues of racial inequality. A group of about 2 dozen protesters on Wednesday peacefully gathered in the public space between the main entrances of the House and Senate. Senator Brad Zaun, a Des Moines Republican, met with the group's leader and promised to work on issues the group raised. Protesters also banged on the office door of Governor Reynolds and asked for a meeting. They were disappointed when they were told by staffers they had to schedule a meeting. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has ruled a Chicago infant's death earlier this year was caused by COVID-19. The announcement came as the Illinois Department of Public Health reports the confirmed coronavirus death toll in the state has reached 6,095, with 77 additional fatalities reported Wednesday. The department also reported 625 new known cases, which pushes the statewide total to 129,837. The age of cases ranges from younger than 1 to older than 100 years old. According to the medical Examiner's office, the 9-month-old Joseph Miles died March 23rd from viral pneumonia attributed to two separate strains of coronavirus infection. The death was ruled natural. From the KBOR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Lawmakers are scrambling for answers to unrest and other police reform issues. President Trump talking race relations today in Texas.
The president's got a round table this afternoon at the Gateway Church in Dallas, Texas. It's significant because that church has the largest congregation in the entire Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Fox's John Roberts.
I'm told that today's round table with faith leaders, law enforcement, and business owners will be a listening and discussion session. There won't be any policy announced today, though I am told executive action and legislation from the Senate will be coming soon.
And stocks are tumbling in early trading on Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 3%. This as we get another indication of the jobs picture. The number of Americans asking for first-time unemployment help last week, 1.5 million, even as many states roll back coronavirus lockdowns. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Sunny, turning breezy and warm today. High of 81 degrees. We'll see west winds gusting to 25 this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight. Diminishing winds. A low dipping to 57. Sunny Friday. A little warmer up to 85. A northwest wind at 5 to 10. Mostly clear Friday night. Low down to 58. Mostly sunny Saturday, 79. Sunny Sunday, 80. And partly sunny Monday, 84. And right now, we continue with sunny skies. 69 degrees.
The weather outside is beautiful, and that means it's patio season. It's time for sun, fun, and exceptional food and drinks only at Kelly O'Shea's. Dine in for fresh summer delights or use their carryout and curbside pickup options available on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays to keep you warm and happy during the day's end. Check out their menu at Kelly O'Shea's Pub's Facebook page to see what's to offer. Not your average pub, not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
The Burlington Municipal Band is not performing Sunday nights at 7:30 in Crapo Park due to the coronavirus. But KBUR will present the best of the Burlington Municipal Band every Sunday night at 9. This week, it's longtime retired band director Ron Coberly from June 11th, 2017. It's the best of the Burlington Municipal Band every Sunday night at 9 all summer long on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. A market sell-off on Wall Street this morning. Another 1.5 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week. Since the pandemic started in the U.S., about 44 million people have lost their jobs. A sell-off is building for stocks this morning. Investors are also worried about a second wave of virus infections. Hospitals in a number of other states, Florida, Texas, Arizona, are starting to load up with patients. Boeing targeting a recertification flight for the grounded 737 MAX jets for later this month. Those planes were pulled from service worldwide after two crashes outside of the U.S. that killed nearly 350 people. Coca-Cola has ended its MLB sponsorship after three seasons. Just Eat Takeaway is buying Grubhub after talks with Uber Eats fell apart. Just Eat Takeaway is based in Europe. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back on the talk show today. We're talking about anything and everything in the, you know, the virus and the openings and what's safe and what isn't safe and who determines what is right and what is wrong. In all fairness to any school, I understand, hey, liability is a key issue, and nobody wants to be the one who is the odd person out or doesn't look like they're taking precautions.
No, not at all. And in these situations, you're definitely going to go with the crowd. But I can tell you, we've probably said it multiple times, there's one group of people who definitely want schools back as normal, and that's the teachers.
Yes, and to tell you the truth, the students do too. They're tired of being...
Oh, the students miss it.
Yeah.
No matter how much your kids tell you they hate school, they're going to miss it.
And the other thing is, who else wants school? The parents.
Oh, they're probably the number one group.
Parents are number one.
Yeah.
Teachers are number one. Teachers and parents pretty equal.
Yep.
Students, okay, well.
Solid number two.
Solid number two, and the fact is, yeah. And
where would you put the administrators there then?
I'd put the administrators that I'd say, hey, administrators certainly want, I would say they want it to be, I'd say they want it just as much as the teachers want it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, getting things back to normal or as close to normal as possible and not trying to be, doing what you can to be safe as much as you can, but realizing that you can't do everything. And it has to be simple. It has to be a simple plan. It can't be one which has,
It can't be one where you have home a day, three a day, changing schools every other day. It can't be that complicated.
You just can't deal with that. Parents won't go for that. Students aren't going to, and it's going to drive, it would drive teachers crazy, it would drive students crazy, it would drive everybody crazy.
Well, and like I've said in the past, can anyone, and I challenge any listener out there, can anyone think of any time a school's been sued because a bunch of kids got sick? Ever? For anything?
No. It's probably happened, but I can't think of anything.
Schools have been sued, schools and districts and whatever have been sued because of bus accidents and things like that.
Yeah.
A bus that goes off a road or something like
but
that.
But there have been plenty of schools all over the country that a flu outbreak, an outbreak of, you know, lice or bed bugs or anything else. There are all sorts of things that happen when you get a bunch of kids together. I've never heard of a school being sued and shut down or anything else because of this. If we come back in session and some of these kids get sick, it's just inevitable. It's something that's going to happen.
We've had absenteeism at a record high rate because of flu virus, standard flu virus and things like that. Would whatever the situation is in September or whatever the warm weather months. Warm weather months do seem to make a difference, and cold weather months, and the more you're inside, it makes a difference, as opposed to being outside. That's another reason why the farmer's market still makes no sense to me either, but that's another story. I think the other question is sports, and that is, we've got baseball. Hey, Monday, West Burlington and Notre Dame play baseball. Now, I know baseball's, let's face it, baseball's, well, it's not going to be as much in your face as obviously football is.
No, it's not.
But I don't see how you're going to have football, and say that, okay, we're going to try to, we're going to socially distance in the locker room. Well, but the game of football doesn't play.
They also said they're going to try and get as much temperature screening and testing stuff they can. To
well, that's it. I think you do, and you say if somebody's sick or if you think there's any symptoms, yes.
And this is something the NHL actually has threw around for their return, which is also happening, is they're only going to play in a certain number of cities, so they can only go to a certain number of locations and keep players there. So basically hub cities. I don't know if the NFL is considering doing anything like that.
Well, look
to
at
cut
what
down
are
on
they
travel,
doing? They've got, what is it? The NBA is doing everything at Disney World, isn't it?
ESPN Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, they're doing it. Everything is at Disney World.
Everything at one arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that really the route you want to take, though? Because honestly, I don't see the big deal in eliminating home field advantage because, Lord forbid, things be more interesting, but.
Well, I think the fact is, I understand. The other factor is that they want to get it in, and they want to get something going. They want to have some conclusion,
because,
some wrap up of the season.
And I can tell you a big reason why. It's because this whole virus thing and their shutdown is affecting their bottom line.
Well, and it's, of course it is. In baseball, look at this. Now,
baseball is a completely different animal because the players' union and the league are in such an arbitrary argument right now. The union saying the players want 114 games, 100% prorated salaries. All right, we'll give you 74 and 50% prorated salaries.
Look, the thing is, okay, we've got an 80. Okay, here's where we are right now in baseball. Owners, 76 games and 75% prorated salaries. Players, 89 games and 100% prorated salaries.
Also the stance of the players' union.
Okay, what do you do? How about split it right down the middle, okay? You go, you do what you originally were going to do, 82 games, okay? So you have 82 games, so you're in the middle, 82 games, and you take, what is it?
25% pay cut.
And an 87, no, you don't do the 20.
Is it 87?
You do 87. You do 80, you cut that right in half.
Oh, I hope that the
87%.
I certainly hope the players' union and the league figure this out, because we're reaching the 11th hour with baseball.
If I can figure that out, don't you think somebody else could say, well, why don't we meet in the middle?
Well, they're not going to do that because the league wants it one way, the players want it one way, and for both sides, it's my way or the highway.
Well, they're going to have the highway then.
Yeah, I'm hoping
then they'll get zero.
I'm hoping all the players and owners get together in one room, and then a meteor hits it because it's so stupid. It's so, number one, I think this is going to definitely affect player salaries, because when they. We're seeing every single year some hotshot player signs a brand new contract, and it has to be the biggest one ever signed.
$178 million.
Yeah, $178 million. You know what's hard to pay when you're not bringing in any money?
$178 million
contract. Yeah, they're. I think these owners are starting to see that they're overpaying for these players.
Well, if you don't have any fans, okay, you can get TV.
Oh, and this is affecting minor leaguers too.
Oh, it affects
big
everybody.
Time.
It affects the entire chain.
It affects stadium
chain.
Staff. It affects broadcast companies.
Yeah.
It affects everything.
So this idiot that's making $178 million, how many salaries is that worth for minor league ball players that this company?
Thousands.
This company is going to have to take thousands of people's worth of salary to pay one person to play a game on television.
And that,
it's stupid. Cancel the season.
Now,
fire them all.
Explained why this whole minor league purge is going to happen is because these contracts are getting so freaking ridiculous.
The contracts maybe, but that $178 million, most of that is one what they would get per year. That is usually built on a sliding scale upward, and then they have much of it deferred up 10 years, 15, 20 years up the road.
I bet 100 of that was guaranteed. I don't know what the guarantee of it was. So still,
and how much of it was in signing bonuses.
Yeah. And so this guy automatically got a bunch of money for signing that contract, and now they're obligated to pay him millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's almost like this is an unsustainable business model.
It is millionaires and billionaires arguing over a child's game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly.
Shut up and play ball. Yeah. Can you say lockout? Too late.
All right. Get meat in the middle. How about that? meet in the middle. I get the damn season underway.
I can't wait until the umpires protest as soon as they come down with this agreement.
Oh, the umpires union is going to go.
9:49, we're going to take a quick break.
Welcome to the program.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Baker Mayfield had this to say about his new philosophy moving into this season.
It's just time to work. It's time to do our thing instead of talking about it.
Yay! He finally listened to me. No commercials, no nothing. Don't challenge anybody in the media. Just shut up and play football.
Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings, 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Is a college education a distant dream you hold for a newborn child staring you in the face? Next to retirement planning, paying for your children's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear. A 529 college savings program is an option to help save for higher education. For more information on this flexible college savings program, contact the financial advisor team at Two Rivers Investment Services. They can help you plan today for tomorrow's college education expenses. Prior to investing in a 529 plan, investors should consider whether the investors or designated beneficiary's home state offers any state tax or other benefits that are only available for investments in such state's qualified tuition program. Withdrawals used for qualified expenses are federally tax-free. Tax treatment at the state level may vary. Please consult with your tax advisor before investing. Securities and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank deposit. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. LPL Financial and Two Rivers Investment Services are independent entities.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
The weather is warming and soon you'll be able to enjoy your home's outdoor living spaces. An awning from the Sherwood Company can help you enjoy those areas even more. Outdoor awnings expand the living area of your home, giving you more entertaining space that is protected from rain and the blazing sun. Ideal for decks and patios, they are easy to operate and retract or extend in minutes, allowing sun when you want it and shade when you need it. Sherwood Company builds awnings that are both fashionable and functional. Offered in over 1,000 different combinations of colors and styles, outdoor awnings provide indoor benefits too. They protect your furniture, drapes, and carpeting from fading due to the infrared rays of the sun. Awnings from the Sherwood Company are custom designed for your space and come with a 10-year warranty. Call the Sherwood Company for more information today.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, it's got to stop. Now you got to, this is no longer about George Floyd, and it hasn't been for a while. They're not rioting for George Floyd. They're not looting and setting ablaze stores for George Floyd. Because if they were, they would listen to George Floyd's own words, which we played on this program yesterday. This carnage does not in any way honor the memory of George Floyd.
Sean Hannity, afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show. By the way, if you want to jump in, you're free to jump in and throw your 2 cents in, 754-1490. I know it's sort of become the Steve Collin and Mikey J.
Yeah, we're just throwing stuff off the cuff right now. Yeah,
we're just ranting.
And, you know, the thing is, but we're dealing with a lot of the same things, and I think the frustration that we're talking about is the same frustration that an awful lot of people are really going through right now, and that is there. No one knows. The fact is, we're being told something different almost every day about what is supposed to be right and what is wrong, and no one seems to know what to do. I mean, Ron Severson called Iowa the land of sanity. What does that mean? Illinois is a land of insanity, then?
To a degree, yeah.
Okay.
No, they're the land of bribery, I thought.
They're the land, it's the land of corruption.
Isn't that why the governors keep going to jail?
Well, was it four out of five?
Can we make it five out of six?
Well, the point is well taken on baseball, and I know, I still say, look, binding arbitration, you have the two sides get together, and you simply say, okay, you want to play baseball, this is how you're going to play it. If you don't want to do it, then no, don't play it at all.
Basically, that's the thing, because they're trying to draw up a new deal now, and they've basically entered the 11th hour, and both sides, before they even tried, have taken their balls and gone home.
Yeah,
they're still talking, but so far, I don't know if anybody's listening. That's the question, yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. All of these professional athletes, they weren't supposed to be practicing as a team up until now, right?
Right.
So how long is it going to take them to get all these teams together till they're absolutely ready to play? If they came up with a deal tomorrow, when is the soonest they could start a game?
Two weeks?
These teams don't need any time to practice or anything?
Well, first of all, a lot of these guys train independently anyway.
They're all training.
Most of these guys were already teammates to begin with, so the team building thing is not really a factor.
I feel like it's getting so far into it now. It's too late. Give us a spectacle. Make it all women's. You know, bring it back to the World War II days.
Ain't no crying in baseball.
And do a women's league for a year. Give us something a bunch of spoiled professional athletes.
If you were to say, and actually if they were to come to a decision and actually have
call up a bunch of minor leaguers and say these are the major teams now.
Those guys are ready to play. If they say, okay, we've got a deal, we're going to have a plan, we've signed a deal today. The earliest you're going to start is still the 4th of July weekend. And that would be, 3 weeks from now? Yeah, that'd be 4th of July.
Yeah, call up a bunch of scab players. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think the fact that what they need to do, I think there's a lot of things that they could. But the other thing is, if they want to have a legitimate sport, if they really want to have the teams, there are people's. Here's the issue: is that if you're a Cub fan, you want to see the Cubs. You don't want to see a bunch of players with Cub uniforms. If you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan, you want to see the St. Louis Cardinals you know with the St. Louis Cardinal players that you know, and you want to see how they do. You don't want to see a bunch. They may look like they're St. Louis Cardinal players, and maybe they might as well be fans coming out of the stands wearing the jerseys of the guys, because that's really
there's
what
an
they,
idea.
Well, that's the other thing, is it? Yeah, and yes, okay, I'm a Twins fan, but it doesn't matter. But what do I want to see? Do I want to see the Twins? The Twins were an up-and-coming team, and they did a lot of work over the off-season. And I don't really want to see. I don't want to see a bunch of scabs coming in when the team has got a legitimate chance to be a really good team.
Until you meet the Yankees in the playoffs.
The worm eventually turns, no matter how long it takes. Look at the Cubs.
Yeah, it took a century.
I know. It could take a century, but
we finally got a team owner who cares about winning. But
the Twins at least have a couple of world championships, okay? But it doesn't matter. The reality is, if you don't want to play baseball, nobody's going to play baseball. Yeah, if you guys don't get together and you don't sign something, and I mean soon, I mean real soon.
We are in the 11th hour.
The 11th hour is here, if it's not, or maybe the hours, or I should say, we're at a couple of strokes to midnight. If you better get it, because midnight is dawning, and that silver slipper is going to turn to a cracked piece of glass. Okay.
Well, and
nice
what,
analogy.
What is Korea doing? Korea's playing baseball.
They're playing baseball.
They don't have people in the stands, but they're playing baseball. Why can't they just take a tip from what every other country that has baseball is doing? Because I'm pretty sure we're the only ones where our professional league isn't playing right now.
In Japan, they have people in the stands.
Yeah.
Japan has got people in the stands.
In Korea, they fill the stands with stuffed animals.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah, it was weird, but, I mean, hey, it's better than nothing if you're a baseball fan. So why is it that they can figure all this out, but we can't? I think it's because
all of
our players are rich and spoiled, yeah.
Okay.
Well, not all of them, but the superstars definitely are.
The ones that are holding this up.
The ones that are holding it up.
And those are the ones that the league and the players union listen to.
They're the ones that are hurting the guys that are just new players or whatever and aren't making
and
the
those
million,
are the ones
the multi-million
that,
oh, dollars.
Those are the ones
salaries.
That the organizations listen to, and it's to the detriment of the league.
And there's no doubt about it. Anyway, it is a lot of things that are going on that are just simply don't make sense. But then again, we find out things different every day. I am glad to see, and I say kudos to Kim Reynolds for finally saying, okay, hey, look, there's a certain amount of living life and saying, okay, take life is to be lived, live it, and there's a certain amount of risk that's involved no matter what. So take the risk. Hey, if you don't want to take the risk, then don't go. But if you do want to go, understand, yes, you could get coronavirus. But if you're and if you're worried about it, don't go. But everybody else, go.